This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, Indigenous people and scientists gather to study sea ice ridges in Alaska, and a new form of bacteria discovered off the Oregon coast is named for the Native people who historically lived there. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. The ocean off Utqiagvik is covered with ragged sea ice ridges in early April. Inupiaq whalers build trails across the blue and white terrain to access hunting sites along the lead edge. It's hard to imagine a better spot for studying sea ice, and that's why a group of Indigenous knowledge holders and Western scientists gathered there earlier this month. The Alaska Desk Alona Nyden reports. And insert Nyden rap here. Coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. A new species of bacteria that conducts electricity has been found on the Oregon coast. Scientists have named it for the Native Americans who historically lived there. The bacteria was found in a mudflat in the Aquinnah Bay estuary and has been deemed Coyacanensis. The original people's descendants are now part of the Confederated Tribes of Tsleil-Waututh Indians, who helped the researchers come up with the name. Chang Li was a postdoctoral researcher at Oregon State University during the research. The rod-shaped cells that make up this form of cable bacteria have filaments that have electrical conductivity that help optimize their metabolic processes in the muck.
The cable bacteria are able to oxidize sulfide and channeling the electrons along themselves, conducting like wires, and then go to the surface of the sediment and reduce oxygen, kind of connecting the two parts together by using electrical current. So that's why I think it's super cool, and then they're ecologically important to the environment.
Lee says it's important to honor the original inhabitants of the land where this bacteria was found.
So I think that history, it's really rich, and it should be preserved and telling people what had happened. And I think it's especially more important nowadays because we're facing some unforeseen drawbacks on diversity, equity, and inclusiveness.
The findings are published in the journal Applied and Environmental Microbiology. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.